Tuesday led to a government shutdown. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your WNAX Farm News Update.
Democrats shut down the government last night.
That's Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa, and he says,
that may sound like a purely political comment, and it's one of exasperation, and the reason for that is because I'd like to remind you that under President Biden, Democrats supported 13 clean short-term funding bills. The term clean short-term continuing resolution is exactly now what we're doing that the Democrats voted 13 times for in President Biden's administration. So I suppose you can sense Republican exasperation because of those 13 times. The Democrats ought to put partisan politics aside so we can get the government back up and running.
Grassley says that a government shutdown is not ideal for many reasons.
It hurts the economy, but more importantly, it hurts the citizens that want services from the United States government that may have them lapse for a while. How long, we don't know. Also, it hurts the federal workers that are laid off, not getting paid, things like that.
And when we talk about the farmer, what could be the immediate impact there?
I suppose going to the county offices to sign papers, to give them information they need about your farming operation. If you're in the farm program and you expect price supports and stuff that's in law, I would say if you're doing CRPs, you probably can't sign up for it.
Another issue, Grassley says, that is now held up because of the government shutdown is
the reorganization of the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Yesterday, I led the Iowa congressional delegation and Governor Kim Reynolds on a letter to the Department of Agriculture urging them to bring agriculture research service projects to Ames, Iowa. Ongoing projects at the Beltsville Research Facility in Maryland, right outside of Washington, align with the efforts that have been happening at Iowa State University for decades. The current facility in Maryland is named after a native Iowan and former Secretary of Agriculture Henry Wallace. Seems very fitting because of Henry Wallace to locate some of that facility's ag research to its namesake's home.
Grassley says that Ames, Iowa has the means to support this very important agriculture research.
And the USDA relationship needed to provide a very smooth transition. Since it's already got a large concentration of USDA facilities and employees, that's a very important additional benefit of bringing it to Ames. Moving these projects to Iowa would save costs in the long term and benefit Iowa's economy. It would allow us to retain more college-educated professionals and help Iowa continue trailblazing the industry of agriculture. I look forward to continuing discussion with Secretary Rollins about this possibility.
And if these talks would come to fruition, there would have to be a lot of great opportunities and learning experiences for Iowa State college students. With your WNAX Farm News Update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.